right, let's get together with Jordan Maxwell again and sit back and listen to this man's mind. And as he offers up his wisdom gained by over half a century of research, let's see what we can do about figuring some of this horror coming down the road at us. So incredibly engineered, such a sophisticated scientific program of absolute subjugation of a society and a species. They're rolling out the Communist Manifesto, friends, piece by piece by piece. And it's already pre-cut, pre-configured, pre-sized, and it will be put into place. As I said last hour, it is not something in the planning works. It has been and is being deployed. And the dumber the people, the easier the job. And boy, are they getting to be dumber. But of course, that was the plan. It's been the plan for a long, long time. Jordan, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Always happy to be with you. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. I was just having some problems with my phone. Anyway, it is disgusting sitting and watching the Great Republic going under.
It's going under fast, Jordan. It's going under. Everybody I talk to who is an observer, who I consider to be well-equipped to look at things, says in total agreement with my statement, yes, when I say, could you have ever believed they would have been able to pull this off so fast, so quickly? And they say, it's unbelievable.
Extraordinary, absolutely unbelievable, and yet it works. And I've often wondered, how it must have been, I've often wondered, how would it have been, what would life have been like at the fall of the Roman Empire? Because I was always interested in that period in human history of the coming
right,
of the Roman
right.
Empire.
Right, well, it had to have been fascinating. But what we have now is technology which changes the whole playing board. It's all different. The fall of Rome would have been incrementally, slowly, I think more or less a condition of rotting from the inside out. What we have here is the most high-tech, advanced, superconscious, subconscious, semi-conscious science applied to the masses that history has ever imagined. And it's far beyond, you know, and I know, and our listeners, most of them know, it's far beyond the ability of people to even begin to grasp. They don't have it anymore. They've been rewired into idiocy. They just don't have a chance.
That's right. They cannot wrap their minds around what is going on. All they know is they're like animals in a cage. And I've said this so many times in your program. I always look at the world around me like the Serengeti Plains of Africa. You know, just all the thousands and thousands of animals out there grazing on the plains of Africa, never realizing for a moment, never even thinking about it, that the lions are organized. They're crawling in quietly in the high grass. They're calculating everything, how they're going to do. They're working together. The lions work in packs. They work together. And they are slowly but surely moving in on the masses. And so I've said the same thing on your program, that I don't believe that the human race, not just Americans, but I don't think the whole human race can protect itself from predators. I mean, it's doing the best it can with the police and the law enforcement, et cetera. But I don't think ultimately the human race really stands a chance of defending itself and righting all the wrongs and defending itself from predators. I don't think the human family has that ability. I don't think we can. I think that one of the main reasons why is because, like Albert Einstein said, he said the world is a very dangerous place, not because bad people do bad things, but because good people do nothing.
Exactly.
And so, don't think we have the ability to save the world. I don't think we have the ability to save our country or to save...
No, the point of no return came and went decades ago, in reality.
Oh, you can bet on it. You can bet on that. No doubt about it. That's why I'm always hesitant to talk about the, you know, what I really feel about where the world is going and where we are now. There is always the wild card, and that wild card is the spirit, or that which, you know, wise men have always called God. I don't know what God is, but it's not on TBN, it's not on television, but there is some sort of a spiritual divine matrix or presence, I use the term, presence in creation. There is some kind of an all-encompassing divine presence and intelligence in the universe. And so, that being the case, which I believe it is, that presence is watching all things. And if we are important, and I think we are to a certain extent, this is an experiment that went bad. But it was a human experiment.
Right. Makes sense.
And if our experiment seems to have screwed up, well, that's what happens on experiments. You try and put it together and see where it will go.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, the nature of the creature we call human are not going to be able to stand up against the machinations of far, far more superior minds. And so that's why in religion we have always heard the talk about the angels, the demons, and the devil, and spirit entities, and poltergeists, and, you know, things like that. Well, I think that there, in fact, in point of fact, there is something to that idea that there are higher intelligences watching us and exploiting our natural inborn imperfections, our natural debased imperfections in our nature, and they're using that against us. And the first thing that you have to do when you're taking over a civilization is you make damn sure that the people are not educated. I've said that to you before. I mean, how would you like to declare yourself an absolute sovereign dictator like Adolf Hitler in a country where 90% of the people have PhDs and highly intelligent, well-read, intellectually superior people, and you come out and declare yourself to be an absolute sovereign dictator? They're going to look at you like you must be a fool. You must be out of your mind. Why? Because they're far smarter than you are, and you're not going to tell them anything. So if you're going to declare yourself to be an absolute sovereign dictator, you're going to have to do it in a country that's got an IQ of 40. And they'll buy into it. And so I've always said that the propaganda does not deceive anyone. Propaganda doesn't deceive you. It helps you to deceive yourself. And so I think it's basically people don't want to look at truth. You know, they don't want to see what.
No, this is the age of denial, Jordan.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Age of denial. And so people don't want to know. They don't want to hear. And, you know, I've told you before, watch television. Watch, especially Christian TV. People will always support financially and in every other way. People will always support what they want to hear, what they want to wear, what they want to eat. People will support what they want. They will not financially support what they don't want. That makes sense. Well, the one thing that history has taught us, if nothing else, is that, generally speaking, people do not want the truth. They want stories. You know, they're like a child. They don't want to hear the harsh realities of life.
They want sugar and candy and happy endings.
That's it. They just want to be entertained and watch the cartoons and watch the... And so, therefore, the nation as a whole today... I say what's going on, it's just my opinion, but I think what's going on in our country, of America, is child abuse on a highest level, child abuse. Why? It's because the American people are like children. They're innocent. They're ill-informed. They're unread. They have no experience. They're like children for the most part. The overwhelming majority of people in America are like children. There are, of course, a lot of very highly intelligent people. But the overwhelming masses of the people in America, are at the level of a five, six, seven, 8 year old kids, and therefore to abuse our people, to abuse that population, is like child abuse. And the guys who are running the planet are brilliant intellectuals. They have all the technology, all the sciences, and they don't give a damn about your child, about your family, about you. Couldn't care less. Because, you leave the government to them. Well, if you leave the government to somebody else to govern, they will. They'll govern, and they'll govern for themselves, not you. And so that's why today...
Every time. Yep, yep. All right, hold on a sec, Jordan. We'll come right back and continue our conversation with Jordan Maxwell in just a few minutes. Okay, talking to Jordan Maxwell, and if you'd like to write to Jordan, it's J-O-R-D-N Maxwell. Jordan without the A, J-O-R-D-N Maxwell at gmail.com. Got it right, Jordan?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Now,
that was the only email I could find on Gmail because my name has been taken by so many different people. So there's a lot of Jordan Maxwell out there already on Gmail. So the only one left for me was J-O-R-D-N, which is, there was an email, there was a website out there too with my name on it. There was Facebook and MySpace and all those kind of, social arrangements out there, social networks that have my name on them. And none of them were put out there by me. I don't know who they. I don't know who these people are putting my name out there. But it's all part and parcel of the times in which we're living. Because like my webmaster, he took my website and shut down my email, and all my personal emails now go to him. So people who email me on my old email goes directly to the man who stole my website, and he can answer my emails any way he wants, and people think that's going to me. It's not going to me. So the best I could do is have somebody come over to give me a Gmail account. But there's so many Gmail accounts out there with Jordan Maxwell, there isn't one for me. So I had to get Jordan, J-O-R-D-N, Maxwell. But now I have, I talked with you about this. I was talked into, and quite literally talked into, doing my own podcast or radio show or something, and so I don't really feel like doing it, but I do feel that there is a necessity since I can't communicate now with the world through my website because I don't own it anymore, and I don't have an email, I don't have anything anymore. My money's been taken too by the same people, so since I don't have nothing anymore, I might as well just start all over again at 72 years old. And so the idea was developed and came up that, well, why don't you do a radio show for, whatever time you have left on the earth, and maybe you could do something that way. So I do. I'm going to put together, I've got some great guys that are good friends of mine who are putting together a radio show, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I have no idea what the technology is. All I know is I sit in front of a mic and talk to interesting people, but I got some good friends who are putting the technology together for me, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, but we're going to try it anyway and see where it goes.
All right. Maybe we can get it up on my network somehow. I don't know who's going to produce it, but we like to do really good work here, and you're, of course, always welcome, so we'll figure it out. Sure.
Something else we could talk about for a moment is 2012 and what's coming in December 21st.
Jordan, this is starting to get ridiculous again.
I know. For me, I always say to people, I don't know anything about 2012. The Mayan calendar, I have no idea about it at all. I've been in the company of all the guys who do know and who have written about it and speak about it, and I know them, and I've sat and listened to them, so I've got a general idea about their concerns, etc. But I'm not an expert on any of them, so I stay out of it. But I do have something I really feel very strongly about in relation to 2012. I think that there's some kind of a other world presence that's going to, it's making itself felt now and is going to become more and more prevalent very soon, where people are going to involuntarily awaken to the catastrophe which we are now in, which most people have no idea in the world about at all. But my feeling is there's going to be some kind of a spiritual, for lack of a better term, other world spiritual thing is going to happen that's going to open up the people's minds again involuntarily. They're not going to love it. They're not going to be happy with it. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if something like that's going to happen, where all of a sudden after December 21st, it will begin to become apparent to the world at large, we are in trouble. Everything about our world is in trouble. Our water is corrupt, our food is corrupt, our government, our schools, our law enforcement, our courts, our government. There is not one vestige of human presence on this earth that is not thoroughly corrupt. And so I think that it's going to become apparent to just about everybody that, you know, even the people who are starry-eyed and talk about all the new age and all these wonderful things that are going to happen for us in the age of Aquarius. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the best I have been able to come up with in calculations is that Aquarius does not begin for at least 425 years from now. And so I'm not looking for anything for Aquarius, because you're not going to see it anyway. And if you do some really thorough calculations in astrology in relation to the age of Aquarius, you will find that the age of Aquarius is not going to be very pretty at all. I am frightened at the aspect of what the age of Aquarius, if there's such a thing exists, and if it happens 425 years from now, what the world is going to be like. Because when you start looking at the surrounding astrological implications of Aquarius, it is not going to be pretty. It's not going to be a very happy place on the earth. So I'm very concerned about the distant future. Hundreds of years from now, 1,000 years from now, what is the human race going to be like?
Well, if it's still here, you can tell us. Hold on. Please tell us right after the break. If Jordan has a vision, I want to hear it. I'm not sure we're going to be around much longer, but we'll see. Back in a minute with Mr. Maxwell. Okay, and let's get right back to Jordan. All right, Jordan, you're about to say something. So much going on. I'm not sure if you remember where we were, but...
Well, yeah. I was going to say, I really believe that something is going to happen to cause people to begin to awaken from their lethargic sleep and begin to perceive the real severity of the problems that we are facing.
Yeah, you know when they're going to wake up? When they're going up the final ramp into the slaughterhouse and they hear the screaming in front of them.
That's exactly right. And like Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it, which is exactly right. But when the people finally awaken to what's really been going on all these years, they're going to flip. They're going to flip out because they're going to realize somehow or another, depending on their intellectual ability, they're going to realize it's over. It's finished. You're locked in, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And now, you know, but don't be discouraged because there will be, in the FEMA camps, the concentration camps they have set up for you, there will be, I'm sure, football and basketball for you to watch in the FEMA camps. But I am very, very much afraid that that when people do begin to awaken, it's going to be panic. There's going to be a panic everywhere because they're going to realize the severity of what they have allowed to happen to their earth and to their country, and there's just going to be chaos. And I think that's what's going to happen as people are going to begin to awaken to the severity of the problems, and for the first time they're going to get it. What's really going on, they're going to understand, and when they do, it's going to be really hard to deal with. People are going to start flipping when they see what's going on and there's no way out for them. The only way out has always been people have power. You know, I've said to you that the power of a king is in how many people he controls. If you're the king of Fredonia, an island out in the Mediterranean, and you've got 200 people that you are over, if the king of China and the king of America is getting together with the king of Africa and Russia and for a summit meeting of kings, they're not going to call you because you only have 200 people. Hell, they have that many people on their personal staff. And so they're not going to call you because you don't represent very much. And so that's why everybody, all the political leaders, all the big shots and presidents and corporate leaders, all go to Rome, and they bow down and kiss the Holy Father's ring. It's because he controls 1 billion people on the earth, and politically, politically and financially, controls American banking structure, superstructure of Western civilization's banking, politics, all the princes and kings in Europe. They're all divine right. Well, that's because the Pope has appointed them divine right. So what I'm saying is that when people finally wake up and find out that that the world that they live in is all sewed up and finished and it's done, there's going to be chaos in their minds. They're going to be in the street. So what I've wanted to do all my life is just help people to understand how things work. Because you don't have any power if you have no knowledge. Knowledge is power. That's why Americans feel so powerless. Well, they should feel powerless. They have no knowledge. Once you understand how this stuff works and what the words mean and how this stuff is being played, then you can do something about it. And the point I wanted to make about this idea of the amount of people that a king controls, and that's what is being played on us right now. The masses of the American people are being lied to and deceived and promoted with this silly nonsense called democracy, where it's the common herd. You know, whatever the common people want, that's what we will do. You know, because the common people. Well, the bottom line is you don't need someone leading the nation who has a common intelligence. You need wise, intelligent statesmen. People who can look to the future and do something to help the human family and to protect the great nation. Well, you don't have that today. You have a democracy, the lowest common denominator. Put somebody in there that everybody likes. He's about as goofy as you are. He's about as ignorant as you are. He's about as dingbat as you are. And so you kind of like him because he's like you. He don't know from crap either. And so he's just taking his orders like you are taking yours. And so we all feel much better knowing that somebody in office who's leading the country, who who's just a good old boy. He's just somebody who's we can relate to. Well, what you need now in the world are great statesmen, men of wisdom and knowledge and integrity and, you know, and brave men. Well, we don't have too many of them. And if every now and then one shows up, we'll put him in jail.
You know? Oh, yeah, you bet. Make an example
because,
out of that.
We're not interested in Ron Paul.
Oh, no.
Thank you. We don't need Ron Paul.
Notice how quickly and efficiently they just disemboweled Ron Paul. They gutted his campaign, put in Confederates, agents, created opposition. It just destroyed it. Anything like the Tea Party, when it started out, had a little energy. They immediately penetrated, taken over, co-opted. It's the way they do things.
You're right. And the people let it happen. Because the masses, after all, go back to it, it's a democracy now. It's not a republic. The country is not based on a republic, and the laws, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and all that, that's gone. It's over. So therefore, America is no longer a republic with laws and regulations. And, you know, we used to say when I was growing up, nobody's above the law. But hell, everybody's above the law nowadays. All you got to do is get elected. And so, relation to what's coming in the future, I'm thinking in total, I'm thinking like, 100 years from today. I think this is a great quote from George Orwell, who wrote the book 1984. He was asked once, what do you see the future being? How do you view the future? George Orwell said, picture in your mind an iron boot on the face of a child. That's what's coming for the world you live in. An iron boot on the face of a child. That's what I see coming. You have no idea in the world how criminal, violent, but vicious, degenerate. I mean, I'm trying to think of
words. No, we run out of words. Jordan, it's not possible to quantify this evil.
No, not
adequately. It isn't.
No, not adequately. And they have in mind breaking you down into a number, and you crawl on your knees and you kiss the ring of the emperor, and all that nonsense about America being the land of the free and home of the brave. We're not free or brave. We're through. We're finished. And so I think if there's any hope at all, there's got to be some kind of a spiritual awakening among the human race. And I don't know if the rest of the people, the majority, are going to let that happen.
I doubt it. Hang on a second. We have to take a break. We'll come right back with Jordan. And we're back with Jordan. We have a nation of people, some would say a nation of fools, who actually think that they have a government that takes care of them, that runs the country. Oh, it runs the country all right, but it runs their country. It runs Wall Street's country. It's a corporatocracy. It's a communist corporatocracy. I know that sounds a little irregular, but it works when you think about it. Anyway, the amazing mind control that is going on all the time just is a stunner. And I watch it, you watch it, many of you folks listening understand as well as we do. It's mind-boggling how quickly it was implanted, and then it bloomed, blossomed, and here it is. And the chains and leg irons are on tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people around the world, and certainly in this country we have more than we could ever count. Anyway, I don't see any way back from it all, frankly. I just got to go down and out the other side, and then we see where we are, if we're still around, and I'm not sure we will be, but we can possibly begin to recreate something reasonable. But it takes control of children and educating them properly and bringing them up with the ideals that once made this country the greatest experiment in human history.
Well, that's exactly right. You've got to teach children, and this is what's not happening. I mean, we keep voting in. I mean, I'm just amazed hearing this stuff every day in my life, where they're talking about we need more money for schools. And reason why is because they're down to the last $400 billion. And so they need another $700 billion for Los Angeles schools, for the schools, because we love the children and we want to help the children. And so it's for the schools. And I'm thinking to myself, are you joking? I mean, well, look at by their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. What is the fruitage of the Los Angeles school system? Think about it. What is the fruitage? You've got the lowest common denominator. Kids coming out of school. I told you I was in San Diego, and when the Halley's Comet was passing by, and I had a place down there, and I went out in the parking lot one night with a bunch of young kids, high schoolers, and there are about 10 or 15 of them standing around by a car looking at Halley's Comet. And I walked up and I stood there with the kids looking at it, and they looked at me and they said, "What is that?" And I said, "Don't you know?" And they said, "No, I've never seen that before." And I said, "That's a comet." And they said, "Well, what is a comet?" So I explained to them what the comets are, what meteors are, et cetera, et cetera. I was amazed talking to them. They sincerely were decent kids. I mean, they were very nice, very polite, but they really wanted to know, what is a comet? What is? And so then one boy asked me, and he knocked me out. He said, "You know, something we've all wanted to know, and you sound like you might know. Where does the sun go when it goes down? Where does it go?" And I was shocked, and I said, "Are you joking with me?" He said, "No, we want. Where does the sun go when it leaves?" And I was shocked. That's the California school system. Kids don't even know where the sun goes, for God's sake. And if you look at the mentality coming out of the school system, you know, the best we can produce is crimes, drugs, drive-by shooting, gangs, imbecilic morons. It's just an incredible array of human degradation, and I'm just amazed. This is all comes out of the California school system. What does that tell you? By their fruits, you shall know them. And so the school system needs another $100 billion for the teachers and for the school, because after all, we love the children and we want to take care of their education. I'm saying you better start looking at the school system, because what they're turning out is what the government wants them to turn out. I mean, anytime you do a contract with the federal government, you better understand that you will produce whatever the government specifies that you're going to do, you had better do it. And so when the government is giving you billions of dollars a year for your school system, you had better turn out the students they want. You better not come up with something they didn't order. And so what the federal government wants in these schools, in America's schools, is they want the lowest possible common denominator of intelligence, so that the young children will be good citizens. They will know what to kiss and when. They will crawl on their knees, and they will accept whatever you give them. And I'm just amazed that this is America, the one-time great republic that was leading the world. Today, we're the broke, ignorant, drug. I mean, when you look at the drug cartels and all the drugs that are coming in, and we hear these politicians rant and raving about all the horrible criminals and Medellin cartels and Mexico's cartels, there would not be any drug running and cartels if it wasn't for Americans who were buying the stuff. So, you know, America has a lot on its plate to pay for. We've done a horrible job of destroying the earth, destroying people, destroying the human race. We've taken from children their ability to think and to read. So that's why I think George Orwell was right.
Mm-hmm.
The future is an iron boot on the face of a child. And if we don't do something about it, then we are leaving.
What can
our
we do, Jordan? What can we do? We can rant and rave.
I would say for the first time.
We can do podcasts. We can do radio programs. We can put up websites. What can we do? Do you see anybody in the streets? No. Are we going to see anybody in the streets? No. You know why?
Because
if they go out in the streets, the cops will kill them with tasers. The police have killed 532 people that we know about already. These are public executions with tasers.
Yeah.
They'll kill people. So people don't want to die. Now, with Obamacare, many, many companies, including Walmart and others, are going to cut their work week from 40 hours down to 29 and a half. Then they don't have to come under full purview of the Obamacare tax nightmare. You're going to see people now who literally can't survive. And what's going to happen? Are they going to go on the streets? No, because fear will drive them into their little cubicles wherever they live, and the promise of food and entitlements, and they'll be weaned over to the full entitlement. It's a terrible addiction, and they'll never get off of it.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. I know. There's just no doubt in my mind what you're saying is absolutely true, and it's frightening of the implications, because it's our country and it's our future and the future of your grandchildren and children around the world. Because remember, when America gets a cold, everybody else gets TB. So when America goes, when she goes under, the whole world is going to go with her.
Right.
And so if America's taken over by these master Illuminati masters, that means the whole world is going to feel...
America already has been, my friend, in my opinion. Now, I haven't been at this as long as you have, but the Rothschild Zionist Illuminati, corporate moguls, satanic, pedophile-driven evil on this planet is in full control of it.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. No doubt in my mind about it. I mean, I've heard the stories 50 years ago about what was going on with the International Bank and cartels. I was talking about it back in the 60s, about the heinous control over the human rights and the manipulation of our monies and the destruction of our country. Now, it's just an incredible story, but that's why I'm trying to do the best I can with putting materials out, and I do think I'm going to be able to do something more yet. Because I'm getting a new website, and I'm going to start putting a lot of new stuff onto the new website.
Good.
Until I can get a good lawyer, until I get some money to get a lawyer, to get my website back that was stolen from me. And so once I get my website back, well, then I'll route it to the new website. But I've got a new website that I'm working on. It's called Jordan Maxwell Show, S-H-O-W, Jordan Maxwell Show. .com. And so I appreciate if everybody would go on it and read what I'm doing and what I'm planning on doing, and send me an email. And we're also on Jordan Maxwell's show on Facebook. So I'm trying to put together a whole new operation with a radio show, and it's just, it's just one step at a time, because I don't understand the technology, but I have a couple of good guys who are trying to help me and put it together, so I'll have my own website again, and I'll finally be back in business and be able to do something with whatever time I have left. I'm 72 years old, and I don't know. I have a whole lot of time left, so I wish I had my own website back that I've worked on for some 30 years, and I could do so much with it. So go on my new website, Jordan Maxwell Show. It's also on Facebook. And email me, and let's see where it goes from here. And I always want to thank you for having me on the program, Jeff.
Oh, of course. All right, my friend. Take care. I'll do it again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Okay, that's our program. Thanks for being here. Well, another long day. Hope tomorrow's better for all of you as we move into the holiday season. Take care, and we'll talk soon.